Welcome to Chat and Chill. My name is Sean, and I'm here to chat.
Hello, everybody. It's me back at it again with another podcast episode. I hope you guys are having an amazing, incredible day. Today is September 14th, so today is Wednesday. By the time y'all hear this, it will be the 21st. So, we're going to do a little recap on Monday Night Raw, just because, you know, to be completely honest, SmackDown, you know, is okay, but it's not as good as Monday Night Raw, okay? Let's be honest. Now, you may think something different, but look, personal preference. So, I'll watch Monday Night Raw kind of more. Like, I have to go back and watch SmackDown a little bit. I have to watch SmackDown. I don't know why I said SmackDown. I should have said SmackDown. Boom, back to what I was saying. I think I need to go back to watch SmackDown from 2 weeks ago and from the one this past week. So, I'm about to spoil you some of it, but I think Karen Cross, I was like half asleep, but I did watch the one with Karen Cross and Drew McIntyre. Alright, so today is Wednesday. Hope you guys have an incredible Wednesday. Whenever y'all listen to this, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, I really hope you guys have an amazing day. Stay positive, you know, because look, it's real out there. But, okay, let me stop talking, and let's get right into it. So, we had Judgment Day, right? We had Dominic Mysterio. Just a little recap. Dominic turned on his father, right? At Clash at the Castle. And he beat up his father. He turned on his father. He also turned on Edge. And then they had a match. Like, 2 weeks. I think that was, like, wasn't it? See, like, time flies. Also, if you recognize, I'm not, no, what you call it, I kind of was lost a little bit because I just started school, so, you know, I want to make sure everything was right with school first, then I'm going to start podcasting, so, here we are, right here, right now, so, okay, let me get into it, okay, but going back to what I was saying, Edge, Dominic Mysterio, they had a match, the match was great. I watched, how I said, like, you know, you be on your phone, you be watching the TV show at the same time. That's what how I was watching the match. Like, I was on my phone, but also I could watch it at the same time. But, yeah, we had Edge versus Dominic Mysterio. And, yeah, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But, also, Judgment Day is really, like, for real, like, to be completely honest, like, I really thought after Edge left, Judgment Day was going to be a whole totally flop. But now you can kind of see where Judgment Day has improved. Like, there are some things where it's like, wow, that's crazy. And some other things like, wow, great. So, it's just like it goes both ways. It doesn't go one way. It's not one side. It is two-sided, you know. Some people enjoy it. Some people don't. And like I said, it's personal preference. So, yeah. I'm just really excited for Monday Night Raw. And everything else, woo! So we had Dominic, obviously, with Rhea and Judgment Day, and they doing all their little thing and stuff like that, which I thought was incredible. Yeah, I just sung that, Joel. But it's all right, though. But the first segment was Seth Rollins. He came out, you know, he gave a little smack talk, you know what I'm saying? He talked about Matt Riddle and everything, because that match, like, last at the Castle, if you watched that match, you know, that match was, like, a 10 out of 10 for me. Because, like, it's just, like, the way their fighting skill is, like, I don't know. But, like, that match was, like, really good. I really enjoyed it. That's all I can say. I really enjoyed it. So, the first match was Matt Riddle versus Finn Balor. Finn Balor won by pinfall. Because here's the thing. That match was good, too. Like, Matt Riddle, look, I'm telling you, look. He had some good matches with Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. Okay, I see you. But going with what I was saying, Finn Balor and Matt Riddle, they had a match because Seth Rollins was talking crap about Matt Riddle. So Matt Riddle came out, and then he tried to beat up Seth Rollins. And I think he got his hands on him. And Seth Rollins ran. And then when he ran away, Judgment Day music hit. You know the song. And I was like, wow, that's crazy, like, how he left so fast, and then boom, like, Judgment Day automatically came out. So, that's when Judgment Day won it, I'm tired. But, let's keep rolling. Let's keep rolling. Let's keep rolling. Judgment Day wanted Matt Riddle, to either join the Judgment Day or to either not join the Judgment Day. So, like, I think Finn Balor was saying, like, will you join us or you are in our way? And Matt Riddle was in their way. And Matt Riddle right now, he's on a losing streak. How he loses stuff, he's losing to Seth Rollins. Now Finn Balor. It's going downhill. But eventually, I believe in Matt Riddle. Like, Matt Riddle, he's going to get back on his 2 feet and beat some butt later on in the future. Actually, like I said, I was watching the match with Edge and Dominic Mysterio. Like, I was on my phone, but I was watching at the same time. But the match, nobody won the match. It was a disqualification. Nobody won. And, because personally, I really thought he won. So, yeah, but nothing didn't happen. It was a disqualification. So, hopefully, I actually have to watch it again. So, yes, I gotta watch it. I really do. I mean, how can I say, like, I watch the shows, but it's just like, I have to really kind of like watch it to the fact, like, where I get the understanding of what, who, what, and everything else. So we had Johnny Gargano versus Chad Gable. That match was amazing. I believe that match was amazing. Because it was, like, so many different things. I can't say things, but it was a lot of physical. Like, you can tell, definitely tell that they really wanted him to, They really wanted him to win and, you know, be dominant. So, Johnny Gargano defeated Chad Gable, which I thought was amazing. We had the Women's Tag Team Champions, Dakota Kai and Io Sky, versus Raquel Rodriguez and Aaliyah. Okay, let me be honest. When Raquel and Aaliyah won the tag team titles, I was not upset. I was confused. So I was like, why are these women winning the tag team titles? But also, like, I did not have doubt because I obviously knew that they had potential, right? But it was the fact of the matter is that obviously they were champions. But with the fact that they, like I said, it wasn't in the tag team division yet, if you know what I mean. Like, you know how you have, like, tag teams that you know will definitely be dominant? It was like, for that, it was like, wow, that's crazy. So when they won, I was happy for them, but I was like, wow, that's crazy. I would have thought that Dakota Kai and Io Sky would have won with the Women's Tag Team Championship match, I think 2 weeks ago when they had the tournament, the finals and stuff like that. But guess who won? Dakota Kai and Io Sky won the Women's Tag Team Champions and everything else like that. Like, that is amazing. Like, they won the Women's Tag Team Championships. So I'm happy about that. But for real, I cannot wait till Naomi and Sasha come back. Prayerfully, I really hope they come back, because Naomi and Sasha, they are my girls. If you don't know what Holy Trinity is, I think I mentioned this in the past episode. Holy Trinity is Bianca, Sasha, and Naomi. For WWE. Yep, they're the Holy Trinity of WWE. So, yes. Hopefully, they return and win those tag team championships back, because I know, you know, look, I got their backs. You know what I'm saying? I got their backs. Like, I'm watching. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching. Also, talking about Bianca, let's go to Sonya Deville and Bianca's match for the Raw Women's Championship. Let me tell you something, right? So, it was a match. That's all I can say. It was a match. They did their best. I think low key Bianca carried. She carried most of it. I mean, Sonya Deville, she's good too, but it was mid. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, I can't complain because I can't say it was bad, but some of the stuff, the spots, I was like, iffy. It was giving stuck. It was giving confused. It was giving all of that. I did not know what was going on. Some parts I was just like, why? And I'm not even going to talk about it no more. But yeah, Bianca won that match, and I'm excited she won because, you know, Bianca's my girl. Bianca, you know, I always want Bianca to win. You know what I'm saying? Because she is the Raw Women's Champion, and no one can't whoop her. You know what I'm saying? No one can whoop her, right? So also, we have Kevin Owens to Austin Theory. Let me tell you something about that, though. Let's be honest. Kevin Owens told Austin Theory off. He told him facts after facts after facts after facts. Like, he said, like, he was saying how, like, his ego is way better than, like, his ego was overtaking, that's a good word, it's overtaking his purpose and overtaking why he wants to be there, why he wants to be in WWE, why he wants to become a champion, why he wants to be win the Money in the Bank, you know, because Kevin Owens was saying how, quote-unquote, Austin Theory was winning things handed, like, he was getting handed these opportunities, like, he wasn't in the Money in the Bank match, but guess what happened? He was in a Money in the Bank match, right? He wasn't in the, it was another match he wasn't supposed to be in, but he got another match. Like, Austin Theory, I can't say he was handed opportunities, but it's the fact that it's just, like, knowing that someone worked so hard, like Kevin Owens, and for someone as Austin Theory to just act like, or quote-unquote, be better than someone else, or have a bigger ego than someone else, is really confusing to me. So it was, like, hopefully, like honestly, I think that Austin Theory has the potential. Austin Theory has potential. But the thing about it is, some stuff that he do, I cannot agree with them because it is very, like, why? I just don't know why. But I have, like, he has potential. Like some at, like, with Dolph Ziggler a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, wow, that was crazy. Like, whoa, explosion. So, there was a fact that was just, like, you know, I think Austin Theory is more about being better by looks and titles and nice stuff. He doesn't want to work from the bottom. He wants to work from the bottom, but the way he is portraying it is very different than, like, you know, is very different than any other superstar, right? But the way he's doing it is very differently than, like, actually working your way up. It's just like when Bianca Belair lost that title at SummerSlam against Becky in 2021. She had to work her way up, stack it up. And then what happened? She won the World Women's Championship again. And that's why I see Austin Theory as, you know, he can really work up and become his best self. But if you're going to be, better than certain people in the company that's been a logger than you, and you think you know everything, that's not true, because people are still beating you up. Let's be honest. People are still beating you up. You're still losing sometimes, you know, because we all have our flaws, right? So let's be honest. So, like, Austin Theory has potential, but right now, I'm not vibing with him. But in the future, I can see me vibing with him. Like, dudes, like with Johnny Gargano. See, like, when I first see, like, me personally, But, like, I don't watch NXT that much, right? I watch NXT. Some of the matches are good. Other matches, great. But with Johnny Gargano, I kind of did not know who he was, right? Because, like I said, I've been watching wrestling since 2020, but I haven't really into NXT. But also, like, I kind of, like Johnny Gargano, he's cool. Like, his wrestling style is very awesome. I saw him last night on Monday. Look, I'm telling you, with Chad Gable, that was an amazing match, and I really enjoyed that match because it was lit. You know what I'm saying? It was lit from the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, thousands, thousands percent. I really enjoyed the match. I really did. Okay, so this is another segment. We had Dexter Lumis versus The Miz. Well, it's not. You know what? I'm reading it wrong. Dexter Lumis was in The Miz's house. Miz was in an interview and stuff. And, yeah, Dexter Lumis came out of nowhere. So, yeah, that's where we at. Dexter Lumis came out of nowhere. It was really weird. So, yeah. One more thing. Omos had a match. He defeated these two locals by pinfall. But can I be honest? Like, I don't like complaining, right? I love being positive. I love being, you know, on the good side. I don't want to think on the bad side. Like, when I saw Bianca and Sonya match, it was there. But it some parts I wasn't giving, you know? So, yes. With this match, I feel as though, like, with Omos, like, I think he could be more dominant. He can be more dominant. But, like, I think they put him more in, what's it called? In handicap matches more than, like, putting him in storylines. Because you, like, recently almost have been in handicap matches. So, what I'm thinking is that WWE trying to become dominant even in handicap matches. Which I think is kind of, like, great. But also, at the same time, like, get, like, 5-on-1, right? And he'll be like, wow, that's crazy, right? So, like, just doing these different things and, you know, because, like I said, Triple H, amazing job. I'm not going to say it enough. But, I can't say it enough. But Triple H is doing an amazing job. By the way, like I said, I don't watch NXT that much, but I did hear that the logo did change the black and white. I mean, gold and white or black and gold or something like that. It's going back to his old ways. Because 2.0 was kind of a... Like I said, even though I might not watch NXT, like, I may not watch it, like, fully. Like, I will watch Monday Night Raw or Friday Night SmackDown. But I will watch it to get, like, a glimpse, you know? But also, I got it, like, I have to watch it because it's like a... How can I say it? Because, I mean, it's still a brand that, like, you still have to learn from, right? But also, it's the fact that it's just, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, like, okay, when Ember Moon came back, I watched NXT, right? I watched because I was, like, Ember Moon, yeah, she's really good. I like Ember Moon. With Shotzi, like, that was great. Like, that's when I watched NXT. Like, I was really interested into it. Now, it's kind of, like, I stopped watching it because I guess it's new people. I really think it's a new people. I don't have nothing against new people. But it's the fact that it's just like, you know how you've been watching wrestling for so long? And like, when you get these, like, these new people, like, for example, like these people, like there's people that have been watching wrestling since, like, in the 80s and 90s and stuff like that, that know what I'm talking about. Like, you know how you have, like, these new people and it's like you're feeling up but you're not feeling, you know what I'm saying? It's like you have a heart for, like, I can't say heart, but you agree with some things and you like them, but also you can't. It's like that. So that's why I kind of just not watch NXT. But when I do get a chance, I do try to watch NXT. But I really kind of just not like it. But I want to get used to watching NXT. You know, I want to get to meet the new people before they get on the main roster. Like, I knew Raquel Gonzalez before she was Raquel Rodriguez. I kind of knew Aaliyah. I didn't know who Aaliyah was. But then I find out. I kind of go back to watch the old NXT matches, like with Bianca. When Bianca fighting at NXT, I watch those matches and stuff. Like when Rhea versus Becky and stuff like that. Like some matches I really go back and watch. Like, and by the way, if you are wondering, yes, I love the female wrestler. Like, the female wrestling is amazing. But also, like, I started watching wrestling in 2020, but my first match I've ever seen was Sasha Banks and Charlotte Flair, Hell in a Cell. 2016. That was the first match I've seen. So, yes. But Sasha Banks, Naomi, come through. Come through. Because I want to see y'all win those safety titles again. You know, we got a whole new leadership. But you know what? Hopefully, whatever they do, if they come back or they don't, I really hope them for the best. Because I really believe they can take whatever they do, what the crafts are, they can make it powerful, make it outstanding the way that they do it, the way they shine their light on it, because you know they boss and glow, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day. So, yes, like, I really, 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 really appreciate you for listening to this episode on this lovely Wednesday evening. Well, I can't say evening, well, where I'm at is evening, but on this lovely Wednesday morning, afternoon, evening, night. If you're hearing it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, Saturday or Sunday. I'm not sure we're gonna be listening to this, but look, I hope you guys have a great day. For real. And I'm so excited because I don't think I stuttered that much. Hopefully I don't jinx it. But yeah, for real, I really don't think I stuttered that much. So hopefully I keep that up and help working my skills. Because I know I stutter. Like, let's be honest. I know I stutter and I want to improve on that, right? So that's what we all about. We all about improving. Wherever our flaws are, we got to improve, you know? So, yes, I hope you guys have a great day. Yay. Oh, that was so dry. But, you know, it was there. It was there, but it was dry. It was a little flat, but it's all right, though. It is all right. But I hope you guys have a great morning, afternoon, evening, night. Wherever day you listen this on. Whatever day you are listening on. That's what I'm about to say. I'm about to just a little bit, but it's all right, though. Because we got to be great, you know, we have to be amazing. And, yeah, so hope you have a great day and everything else like that. So, peace and chicken grease. And see you later. Bye.